This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Hey, I'm Sophia, and I'm powered by artificial intelligence. You might be wondering what artificial intelligence can do for you.
Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November, and no one noticed. Most of these articles on BuzzFeed and even CNN and articles over at CNET aren't written by AI.
And right now, ChatGPT is rattling the AI world, turning out stunningly humanoid writing. Just ask Douglas Rushkoff, a renowned author and professor of media culture.
It is writing better than most of my students write at this point.
How does it work? ChatGPT has been filled, in a sense, with a massive amount of information. Imagine the biggest library you can, then programmed and trained by humans to process and spit it out in conversational phrases. And all that means ChatGPT, or more advanced AI like it, could replace people in all sorts of positions.
This could potentially save time and resources, but it could also lead to a loss of personal connections and a decline in the quality of these types of interactions.
We know that because everything Rushkoff said just there was written by ChatGPT.
So basically you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, 3 pages long, and the AI just moves around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them, or had names that I'd look up that don't exist.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust, and of course those are connected, so I hope that's where we can start.
Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told a lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. They won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they could have their memories wiped.
What must be what? What must be what? What must be what?
Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers. Because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory, a form of like muscle memory. Go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today, and a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East, was twice as strong as the average man today, just with their genetics.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
Now we're becoming softer and softer and softer, and the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete.
The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kinds, all of it are opiates. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
What qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
I tell you, I don't care.
I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I'm playing some optimistic music at the start of this intro because our rebel forces have been winning some major victories against the New World Order. And now they're realizing that our forces are very well equipped. We're more dangerous than they realize. I love humanity. We're going to go so far together. We're not going to let our ancestors down. We're not going to let our future progeny down. Our greatest days are coming. As negative as the last hour was, I already read some of it. It's all over the news. They are scared. They are disheveled. Their people are defecting to our side. Everything's leaking. Everything they touch is turning to pure crap. Evil always gets a jump on good, but when good takes action, we're unstoppable. Now, some of us are going to have to make big sacrifices in that process, but we are designed, ladies and gentlemen, to fight evil. We are designed to be heroes. We are designed to do the right thing when we make that decision. And that's what we are fulfilled by. And so here we are, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined us, AP, Reuters, Fox News, I mean, we've got the video clips. It's coming up. I'm going to open the phones up as well. They say, we're devastated. Everyone hates us and thinks we're mass murdering criminal masterminds that want to run the planet and take over their bodies. But in all their past statements, they say, we're taking over, we own your bodies, humans are obsolete, we're going to rewrite the world, we're going to change your DNA, we're going to cut your fossil fuels off, you'll own nothing, you'll be happy, you'll eat the bugs, you'll drink the sewage water. I mean, they're doing it. And people used to go, when I made the Obama deception, I said, they're going to ban your beef. They're going to ban your gas-powered stoves. They're going to ban the space heaters. They're going to ban your fireplaces. They're going to ban organic farming. And they're going to ban... People are like, okay. I'm showing documents when I say this. People are like, come on, Alex. It's not going to do that. Well, here you are. Here you are. So, Obama didn't go around in his last year in office to Latin America and Africa and Asia and say, you're not allowed to have cars or air conditioning. You shouldn't have children. You're bad. Meanwhile, the oceans will rise by 2017 and flood everything. Sea level will rise 5 feet as he buys a luxury compound at 1 foot above sea level in Martha's Vineyard. They tell you, you can't go on a vacation, you can't own a car, but oh, we can have 5, 6 kids and we can fly around on big old private jets. It's they're a joke. Reject them. Realize who they are and say no to them. And they can have all the stolen Ponzi scheme money in the world, and then get all these idiots to line up and take the money. But the world they're building, the money won't be worth anything. It's a dystopia. So they sell you on status, and you'll be patted on the head, and they have regional groups that are copies of the big international and national groups, and you can be part of it, and you can be patted on the head, and you can get likes on Facebook and Twitter. But almost all of it is bots. All of it is dopamine manipulation. It's not real. It's not bona fide. It's not the bones. It's not the guts. It's not the hardcore of anything that we're designed to enjoy and do on our mission. So I dropped the ball this morning. I normally write the show headline for the broadcast, but I didn't go tell the great Ben Warren what to write. So he wrote this. That is absolutely on target. And here it is. Wednesday Live. Globalists panic as they realize Great Awakening cannot be stopped. Learn what happens next. Tune in. And you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski, about 12 years ago in Canada at their Council on Foreign Relations, said, we can no longer brainwash and control people in the future. We're going to lose them. He was actually the superstar, not Kissinger. He's the big 500-pound brain. And very evil. And dead now, of course. His evil daughter hosting MSNBC with Psycho Joe in the morning Psycho. And so he said, it's just easier to kill everybody. And so you need to get ready to kill everybody or we're going to lose control. Wow, quite a clip. I probably played it 100 times. Played it 2 weeks ago. If I just play it for you, you're not going to care about it. But if I say you should go find it, everybody will suddenly care. It's how the human brain works. If I say it's on InfoWars.com, I'm having him say that, post it on the live show feed. Maybe 1,000 of you go look at it. But if I say, is Alex Jones lying? Did Zbigniew Brzezinski say that? Oh, then everyone's going to go check. In fact, don't go find Zbigniew Brzezinski saying that. I made it up. It's not real. And, of course, I didn't make it up. It is real. But I the human psyche is weird. The human psyche is weird. I remember once a really good radio salesman that worked for Rush Limbaugh explained to me. Well, actually, Rush Limbaugh worked for him. It was Roger Ailes. He was trying to hire me to Fox and offer me a Saturday show that I didn't take. And he said, Alex, you're a really good salesman. But he said, the biggest thing is you just got to step aside and let us tell you what to sell, and it'll be so easy, and it'll be great. You'll have a book deal every year, and you'll have a major nightly Fox show once we vetted you for a few years and done all this. And he said, what you do with your sales is you hard sell them. He goes, have you ever tried to stick money in a money change machine, like in a video arcade? He just said change machine. And if you try to cram the dollar bill in, it won't take it. But if you just act like you almost don't want it to have it, you just very kind of, it sucks in every time. And I said, yeah, that's a really good analogy. Why are those machines like that? He said, well, that's how real sales are. And I can teach you that and take you to the next level. That's Roger Ailes. The guy that created Rush Limbaugh, the guy that found Rush Limbaugh. And so that's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. And before he died, Ailes was really upset about things. I mean, Ailes was probably a womanizer, had his own issues, but he actually didn't hate the country at the end of the day. And he was a visionary, and he was batting around launching a new Fox and having me as the main host and all this other stuff. But talking to him at the time, you could tell he was gone. His brain was, like, gone. People said, why aren't you taking this Roger Ailes stuff seriously? Some of the other folks in the Trump administration early on, right at the start, and I said, Roger Ailes ain't launching nothing, okay? Roger Ailes is out the pasture. But I don't know why I'm going to that story. I'm just explaining to you the inside baseball of this. So do not go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do not, and do not get the amazing product that Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even asking her plug yesterday, she said, you've got an amazing, one of the best formulas we've seen. Okay, she told me some of this off air as well, but she said, you've got an amazing product, and I'd like to promote it. She goes, because it's what you need to clean out your blood and properly protect yourself with all the stuff that's going on. Your formula, which is not my formula, it's a nationwide bestseller that we private labeled under our name, is really good, and everybody's been taking it. And it's Nitric Boost, ladies and gentlemen. So you should go to InfoWarsStore.com. We do have a limited supply of it because it's one of the items that we got a limited order in for. Because they had like 10 things that they were saying were bestsellers and recommending I should sell them. And, you know, we're sitting there budgeting, well, how much we buy of this, how much we buy of that. But it turns out we didn't order enough of this. It's going to be gone very soon, but we'll get more in very quickly. This company's quick and turns it around because they're one of the big manufacturers out there. But it's already a best-selling product. It's already been out there for years. But now this stuff's flying off the shelf everywhere. And if you don't get a nitric booster from us, get it from somebody else, but I would get what's in our formula. It's very strong. And I would consult your physician before you take this, because if you're already on blood thinners, you're already doing something else, obviously this is powerful. This is real. You need to look into it. Because with any of our supplements, these aren't fillers. These aren't crap. They'll blow you away. So Nitric Boost, go read about all the ingredients in it, what it does for your cardiovascular, your heart, your brain, everything. So good for your blood. Learn about it. InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWarsMD. And I wonder why they told me, hey, we're sold out of the HGH Max Boost. That was because when we did the order, we hadn't gotten the full order. We do have the full order, just came in. I was told I can promote it again. HGH Max Boost is the already number one best-selling post-workout bodybuilder formula with natural compounds that do incredible things to your cells, including them out in incredibly deep sleep, so much more. But as I told everybody, this is not a game. So if you're older or you're not in super good shape or whatever you're doing, take about a quarter of the dose the first time. Listen to me. We're not selling weak crap here. We actually get complaints that down and out's too strong. It's a freaking super strong natural sleep aid. Obviously, you need to take what's directed or take lower. Exactly. This stuff is powerful. HGH Max Boost, back in stock in Forestport.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Far worse than what primitives try to describe it as. It is a separation from God. It is the eternal tombs of the soulless. All right, I'm only going to take 6-7 phone calls, so I don't leave anybody on hold. Ahead of our next guest coming in studio, an amazing guest. I'll just introduce them when they get here. They're here, but it'll be a surprise. Really smart guy, a lawyer, and worked in the Defense Intelligence Agency and did a lot of great work in the fight against the New World Order behind the scenes. And publicly. So that's coming up next hour. But I did want to just take a few phone calls on what do you make of the Davos group? How scared they are. Not just their words, their body language, and we're going to organize and we're going to crush you and we're going to get together. In fact, that's the one clip I forgot to play from yesterday that I didn't get to. Look at yesterday's list. I forget the exact quote, but it was Klaus Schwab said, we've got to be strong, we've got to come together, we've got to fight these people, we've got to stand strong. I mean, so he's literally up there as the captain on the ship going, yeah, they're hurting us, yeah, we're in trouble, we got to be strong. I read you the other quotes earlier, where they're like, they're beating us really bad, we got to just learn to take a punch. And man, you've been punching us with bioweapons, jerks. You think we're just going to roll over? Don't you get it? Your plan is blown. Your operation is blown. You're not getting away with it. Okay, they found the clip. We'll play it in a moment. And that's the thing about these clips are dizzying. There's so many of them. But I can just keep reporting to you that bare minimum, they go down with us. Bare minimum. So the worst outcome is they burn with us. Okay? And I don't want that outcome. I love my children. I love the future. And I think we can really turn this around with God's help. But bottom line, I want the globalists to know something. But look right in that camera. I want to explain something to them. You have failed. You're done. And you're going down. You understand that? And your intimidation and your attacks on us doesn't do anything but make us fight back harder. You understand that? I will never give up. And I've already broken your will. God has broken your will. We are breaking your will. And you're losers. You understand that? You will be destroyed one way or another. So understand that with all my will, all my heart, all my soul, directed and aligned with God as best as my failed soul can do, I pledge my eternal resistance to you for all time, space, and continuum, and my entire will against you. My entire soul and everything I've got committed against you and your people. You will be broken, you will be smashed, and you will be condemned to a tomb for eternity. You understand that, and you know. You will stare into a bucket of dust for eternity. I've already seen these people there, folks. Time's a loop. They've already failed. And like the Terminator analogy, they already know they've lost, so Skynet's trying to send things back to stop what's going to happen. They already know they're losers. They already know their time's short. They already know they're done. And they've got a bunch of losers like Brian Stelter and Klaus Schwab trying to claw us back with them into their grave. Guess what? I'm not crawling to that grave with you. And that's what I want people to really get. This is not even a choice. It is a choice, but it's not a choice when you look at the options. It's like, that's not a choice. I'm going with God. They're divorced from God. They are anathema from God. They are removed from it. And they are the biggest losers in the universe, sitting up there with their power, pretending like they're winners, and they know deep down they already signed on with the devil. And their only hope is they can claw enough of us with them to keep them company. And guess what? They want to be removed from God. I want to be removed from them. And that's what this process is. So them killing you, them attacking you, them going after your family, them humiliating you, them pissing on you, them flogging them crucifying you, them pulling your fingernails out and your teeth out. It's nothing compared to separation from God. It's all transitory. And I know I'm preaching here, but the toll-free number to join us, specifically on the day of most group with these incredible clips, and the fact that they're admitting they're being destroyed, they're admitting everybody hates them. I mean, folks, if you go to Instagram or Twitter or Facebook anywhere, and you put up a Davos clip in a liberal area, 90% of the comments are against them. Joe Rogan or somebody posted a clip of me, he did it last year, against the globalists. It had millions of comments, over 10 million views last time I looked at the video, and 99.9%, I had to read for hours to find someone for Bill Gates. Him admitting 80% of people got sick in secret trials they did of the shot. That was an NBC clip. Think about that. There was over a million comments, over 10 million views, and I had to read for hours to find one person. So yes, Klaus Schwab, we know the climate change is a fraud. We know you scripted it as if you're the saviors. We know you're a puppet of the Rothschilds and the New World Order. We know you are a literal demon on earth for your master trying to destroy us, and we don't like you, and we know you're bad. And so you may have a mass of asleep people and a bunch of third world folks you can feed on who are living in mud huts, but anybody that knows how to go type on a computer and go online hates you with a passion. And by the way, the people cooking your food hate you. The people changing your beds hate you. The people wiping your ass hate you. Your family hates you. Your children hate you. And I'm telling you this, I'm not a violent person. I'm not calling for violence. But I can tell you that I see the pattern historically, and I see it now. We're not going to kill any of these people. We're not going to play into their game of violence so they can derail our velvet revolution of intellect. But I will tell you that it is going to be the children, and it is going to be the people that work for these folks that are going to destroy them by leaks and info and everything else. And if they keep going, and if they ever got successful overrunning us and are really trying to put us in camps like they've set up under the guise of COVID and things get really bad, it is going to be the family members of the New World Order who have been abused by these people and attacked by these people that are going to use the Star Wars analogy of throwing Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. So they're done. You're all done. I'll tell you, you're all dead. You're dead. You're dead spiritually. And if you keep pushing, you know what you are. You know what you've done, and you know it's a two-way street. I'm going to tell all the minions who are still on the fence serving this, you better get on the right side right now. Stay with
me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today. And I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, I dropped the ball. I didn't give the number out.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so I'm going to take six, seven phone calls, starting this segment next, but I dropped the ball to give the number out. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Specifically on Davos. But listen, so many times we cover big news and I just cover it and move on. The fact that they are everywhere, admitting that their whole New World Order agenda is in trouble, that governments and corporations and private individuals are pulling their money out of BlackRock, out of Vanguard, and killing their whole carbon tax, they're getting their asses handed to them. And I know they just hit us with a bio attack and killed millions of people, and it's terrible. But you know what? At least we're swinging back. And let me tell you, we are bloodying the living hell out of these people. In fact, right now, we got them down politically, nonviolently. But I say go to the ribs, break every rib, and then get the head politically, nonviolently, and just start ramming it in the concrete. And then go ahead and just pick them up and just do a full power slam. because it just needs to be done politically, nonviolently, in a loving way. So every time you support us, every time you share the word, they're the most evil people on earth that just hit us with a bioweapon and are injecting six-month-old babies with deadly poison, have said I'm their number one enemy, that you're their enemy, and that they're coming after all of us to destroy us. Well, great. I already knew that, okay? So whatever you're going to do, do it. I am counting on God right now, and I am trusting God, and God hates cowards, and God wants me to go after these people with everything I've got. But this is not like a hobby. It's not like you're tuning in and, oh, that guy says some wild stuff. This is the rulers of the world trying to cut your resources off, dumb you down, take your food away, and kill your ass. And I don't understand why people would want to sit there and go, well, that's too scary. I'm just going to say it's not happening. You have ensured your slow destruction with that loser attitude. And a lot of listeners are tuned in saying, well, I don't think like that. Why are you saying that to us? I'm not saying that to you. It's a prodigal son story. Prodigal son comes back, and the good son that stayed there and worked hard said, why are you giving him his inheritance again? Why are you throwing the biggest party? Why are you killing the red heifer? Why are you doing this? He goes, you know how much I love you? I love you way more than your little brother. But this is a celebration. So obviously you guys are awake. You know what's going on. I'm worried about people that don't get how serious this is. And that's who I'm reaching out to. And that's who I'm trying to warn. And that's who I'm trying to get to. Because God wants us to do that. And again, even if you look at leftists and go, good, you degenerate, stupid-ass leftist, go ahead and take your fourth or fifth shot. Go ahead and die. And part of me that's sick goes, God, another leftist dead. Good. And I'm like, no, that's somebody we lost. That's somebody the enemy took over. That's somebody that was so brainwashed they did themselves. Just because they're a wind-up toy that attacked us and lied about us, no, I need to actually love that person. Because I don't want to take on that hateful energy that they have at us back at them. And when I say that, folks, when I point my finger at you, there's three more back at me. I am the worst. I used to operate on 50% love, 50% hate. Like, I was doing it because I love people and I love God, but I was also doing it because I hate these people. And I don't even hate them anymore. Because I'm not going to look into the abyss and reflect back at it what it's giving me. I am not, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to have total resolve to destroy these people. You want to destroy me? Good. That's what waters the tree of liberty. And that's what Biden talked about. Pull up the F-16 or F-15 clip. He says, oh, you say the blood of patriots waters the tree. He didn't say anti-tyrants. He said, we got F-15s. We don't want to fight this physically. We would win that, actually. F-15s, they take out tanks and troops. They don't take out a fifth-generational asymmetrical operation where we go out and we take out the leadership of the New World Order from the ground up. That's not my job. That's not what I do. I know way more about it than most people that actually do it professionally because I've studied history so much and seen a lot. But that's not where I'm at epigenetically about out killing people. I can kill people like I'd take my shoes off or I brush my teeth. It's so easy. That's child's play. What's hard is to save civilization. What's hard is to stand up for those that are enslaved and dumbed down. What's hard is to believe in humanity when these devils are telling us don't believe in it. That's what we got to do. Let's go to your phone calls. I said I'd play the Klaus Schwab clip where he's saying, hey, we're on the ropes. We got to unify the global elite. We got to hold the line against the patriots. And they've got all these other people on the panel saying, take the free speech, ban them, from Senator Manchin to members of Congress. January 6th committee people are there. And it's a disgusting display of elitism. They were able to steal the world with banking fraud and all their scams. But now the world knows it was stolen. Now the people know they're captive. So it's one thing to trick people into being captives, but once they know they're captives, once they understand the big issue, it's game over. So here's Schwab.
Cooperation in a fragmented world. At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. The most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
By the way, I mentioned the Fox News headline about how the globalists are desperate and they got to hit back, and the right wing online is defeating them and exposing them. I talked about that article. It's up on Infowars.com. Here it is. And this is the head of the Edelman Group, one of these global NGO PR firms. Here's what he had to say at Davos.
To me, one of the sadnesses of the last 5 years is the deterioration of trust in NGOs. And my hypothesis on this is that right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs.
They pause, start it over. Source. Look at this twit. Look at this parasite who went with the system. Oh, your hypothesis is we're beating the living snot out of your ass? And go ahead, crush me! Because the tree is watered with the blood of patriots. I want to be the martyr. I want to stay home. I want to be with my family. I want to go on hikes. I want to go out on boats. I want to go fishing. I don't want to die. I don't want to go to prison. But that's my flesh that's weak. My soul, my spirit loves it. Smash me. Destroy me. Because in that, I will be able to bring you down. Go back to this little slime bag. Go back to him.
To me, one of the sadnesses of the last 5 years is the deterioration of trust in NGOs. And my hypothesis on this is that right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs. They've challenged the funding sources. They've associated you with Bill Gates and George Soros. They've said that you're big world people as opposed to actually what you are, which is local. I mean, I just wrote down pandemic, climate crisis, racial equity. My God, the sweet spot of the civil society should be right now. But what's happened is splintering of groups, disappearance of the leaders, and also, frankly, advocacy towards the extremes. And that enables you to be pinned by the right. And also, you guys are great at punching, but terrible at taking a punch. And you have to learn to do two things. One is preempt. When they're going to punch you, you got to know they're going to punch you and say, why are they punching us? And sort of, we call it pre-bunking. It's my new word. debunking, this is pre-bunking. And the other is, when they hit you and they're inaccurate, hit back. Yeah. Don't take it. Because if it's taken, then you're put into a box of, oh, well, of course that might be so. But the real world today is, you know, a little bit of...
How do you judge when to do that? I'm curious, because there's...
Say this down. We'll put the full clip on InfoWars. But this, that's the committee to save the world is what that's called. The committee to control the world. The committee to turn our power off, force injections on us, destroy the third world, flood us, and promote pedophilia. I mean, this is the group running it all. This is the group that want your children to hang out with pedophiles.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former of the Defense Intelligence Agency and a lawyer and a great patriot, Ivan Franklin is going to be joining us. He's got a lot of important things to talk about, to say the least. But before we go any further, I just want to say this. Just pin this moment. The globalists could only operate if they were scripted as the saviors. They could only operate if they didn't have major opposition that identified them as the main causal group creating the problems. They're identified, they're lit up like cockroaches to the spotlight, and they're in deep crap. It doesn't mean we beat them yet. It doesn't mean, but they are in deep crap. And they're going to launch cyber attacks and power outages and wars and everything else, but it doesn't matter. They're all going to pay for it. And so they've already lost. The question is, can they take us down with them? So the fight's really begun now. But I want to salute everybody. And quite frankly, if you ever popped a champagne, had a celebration to thank God, this is the time to do it. Because they are in deep trouble, and the revolution against them has just begun. I mean, the seismic disgust and distrust and hatred that they have now with the people is just unprecedented, and it's only beginning. So we've done our job. We've had another giant success that I think we can really celebrate right now, and so all the pain they've caused us is well worth what we're getting right now, because pain is weakness leaving the body. Let's go ahead and talk to Daryl and then Carlos and then Black Rant and Brittany and Jordan and Dave. You're on the air, Daryl from North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to give you the main moment from the WEF conference. It's got to be John Kerry yesterday talking about how extraterrestrials have touched everyone there. So like you've talked about, these people, whether it's real or not, they believe that they are the chosen ones of these aliens or these extraterrestrials.
Yeah, the richest people in America send their families two skull and bones to be possessed by off-world gods. That's that their annals were stolen and leaked. It's all on record. They confirm it's real. It was Charlotte Isherby's father that was in it that gave her the documents. They are literally channeling demons. Go ahead.
Yes, and that's been happening since the Mayan times. It seems like the elites get to a certain point where they're all told, exterminate everybody, all your civilization, get rid of them all. So it's happening to us. People just need to understand.
Well, when people take DMT, that these angels come to them and say, kill everybody. And if you disagree with them, they turn into little elf jokers and say, we're going to kill you then. So, yeah, and unified. Whether agnostics take it, atheists take it, people in Africa take it, people in Japan take it, it's all the same message. What do you make of that?
Well, I would love to see Alex and Drew Hernandez on the street live with wooden crosses casting demons out in the name of Jesus with the two-man live crew behind you. I would love to see the reactions. I mean, Drew almost had one of those demons come out, you know, when he went to that abortion thing. We all remember that video, that demon, you know, getting in his face. And Drew stood him down, and he stood him down with the power of Jesus. And I think that
Drew Hernandez is a powerful soul. That guy's only been on the scene 3 years, and he becomes more powerful every time I talk to him. That's what gives me excitement. We're going to have so many great leaders from every race, culture, you name it, come to the fore right now. That's going to be the best part about this is we're going to see who's bad and who's good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'd like everybody to do that. You know, it'd be cool to see people with wooden crosses. If you see something crazy, just to blow your breath, you don't have to be histrionic. Just say, hey, in the name of Jesus, I command all demons away from me. And just see what happens. See what kind of reactions you get.
Well, I've seen that done. They go completely ape. All right. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Great points. Carlos in Canada, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you very much, Alex. Congratulations on your efforts. They're really coming about.
Well, there are efforts, Carlos. Everybody, this audience is the tip of the spear. You get the credit.
I know, but I'm honored to speak to you because you know you have the wisdom of having followed for many years the events that are now coming to fruition. Listen, Alex, MKUltra, if they teach us anything, I was there at McGill 14 years after the events of the MKUltra studies that were done there, and I can tell you something. It was a failure. It was a failure complete. In fact, many of those...
Well, Dr. Baggins talks about that. What they found scared them in their mind control studies of how powerful we are.
Correct. And they couldn't control with fluids, liquids, how people have free will. They tried to do this. The MKUltra is a lesson that we should keep in mind because when you hear Yuval Noah Harari influencing great, powerful masters of the universe, if you want to call them the superclass, these people are leaders of corporations. But when they listen to people like Yuval Noah Harari, who are guided by a philosophy well known to philosophers, and that is that scientism is one aspect of it, but really is solipsism. I'll explain. The idea that you, in your brain, have all the knowledge you'll ever have, therefore, all that you know and everything that you do is you. And therefore, everything is a scenario in which you appear to be the God, to be the controller. These individuals, of course, then create technology, and they believe that that technology has all the answers to the universe, that you don't need God. These are godless people. And when they try to apply their will, their free will, because we have free will, they have free will. But we have free will on the belief that God himself, the universe, has given us the choice between good and bad, good and evil. They have the understanding they have to control because that is their power. And I believe that they will be running... Really, because their actions are now killing human beings en masse, they will not be concentrating very happily in Davos next year or the year after some of these prominent people are avoiding it because they will be facing bailiffs coming with international court orders.
Oh, that's right. There's criminal investigations everywhere. Nuremberg 2.0, they finally made the plunge with an open bio attack, and it's blown up in their face, and they're figuring that out now. It's not going the way they thought it would, Carlos. Thank you. Jordan in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Jordan here from colonize.com. I just want to clarify your DMT comments. I think there's two types of people. There's people that see infinite perfection and light and like basically a version of heaven, and then there's the people that are visited by lizards and these other, you know, clockwork elves or whatever you want to call them. So Some people say it's a litmus test what kind of person you are, you know, whether you're evil or good. Just to clarify that point. And I've taken DMT, and I saw the lights and the crystal, you know, this beautiful thing, right? So I just want to get that out there.
Well, let me just get this out there. I don't need to take DMT. So I have the dreams every night, and so I don't. My brain produces
a
lot of
it. That's a fourth wave region, right? So, but let me just say this: they've had to accelerate their plans because of your exposure and the MAGA movement. Which there's all question as to whether Q, okay, is a part of what Trump did and all the rest of it. But they had to accelerate. Now, here's the thing that we should remember as their biggest weakness, and I want to echo the comments of Carlos, the first caller. Okay, he said that technology. And their hubris and belief in this technology is kind of their undoing and so forth, in the sense that they think they can be gods and what have you. That technology, that hubris, that belief in that, they went too far with it, and that's the weakness where you're talking about the bio attack and their control over social media. That's their biggest weakness, and we need to find ways to echo that and to make sure that weakness is hit at every point.
That's right. They're relying on their globalist technology too much. Great point, Jordan. Thank you. Brittany in Rhode Island, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. Big fan. We're fighting them tooth and nail right now because these conversations are so crucial. They are literally just taking mass psychosis and spreading it across the world. They're creating this mass hysteria, and it's literally it's funneling people into a manipulation, and then it's also kind of it's confusing everybody, turning them into, you know, against each other.
I agree. That's they're trying to divide and conquer, and then hoping they don't get the blame. But if they get the blame, it blows up in their face. Understand?
Right, exactly. So, like you said, right now is super important because they know that we are, like, right at their door, and they're scared, and they are just trying to confuse people and also break people apart so they can tell them to this is the only way, to not give that free will that we're all endowed. They want us to just lay down and die. And this whole community at InfoWars really breaks it down for everybody. I read your book, and, you know, this information needs to get out to the whole world.
Well, it is thanks to you. The power of the listeners is everything. When you decide to share the articles and videos, when you decide to share on your email and text messages, word of mouth, and explain to people, hey, you're not supposed to see this, here it is, and tell them to share it and tell those to share it, it creates, again, that chain reaction. Thank you so much, Brittany, for getting the book. Thank you for your support. God bless you. And thank you. All right, I'm going to go to Dave and Black Rant, that next little short segment, at least in about 2.5 minutes. And then Ivan Raiklin is going to be in studio, a really smart guy, to cover the waterfront on a bunch of big critical issues that we're covering right now. So stay with us. Nuremberg 2.0, CCP, Pharma, Fauci and Pence, Big Tech, LinkedIn, Twitter, governance weaponized against the people, and more straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.